Hey, this is Michael Emery. Thanks for tuning into the Slow Baja. This podcast is powered by Tequila Fortaleza, handmade in small batches and hands down my favorite tequila.
I always say, ask your doctor if Baja is right for you. Well, right now, folks, it's the open enrollment period for the Slow Baja Vintage Expedition. For vehicles 1993 and older and motorcycles 1980 and older, and I'm not going to tell you any more about the motorcycles because the motorcycle side is already sold out, teamed up with Adam Sheard at Speed Deluxe, and that side is closed. So if you're coming, on four wheels. It's October 15th. Through the 20th, 2023, we're going to start out at a hotel. We're going to end at a hotel. We're going to have four nights of camping under the stars on private land. We've got a chef and a team that's going to prepare fabulous, fabulous food. We've got great dirt roads, good people, and great old trucks. If this sounds like the way you'd like to experience Slow Baja, well, you got to reach out. The information is at slowbaja.com on the new adventures tab. You can click the Slow Baja Vintage Expedition at slowbaja.com/adventures. And if you're ready to pull the trigger and sign up, well, over there at the Slow Baja shop at slowbaja.com, you can click on the deposit ticket and pull the trigger. And I will see you in Baja in October at the Slow Baja Vintage Expedition. Next event I want to tell you about is the Slow Baja Rally. Now, this one doesn't have many rules. It's February 23rd through March 3rd, 2024, and it's for anything you've got on wheels. So if you've got a Sprinter van, if you've got a Vespa, you can do this event any way you want. It's really about going slow and saying hello, community, camaraderie. Going to have a big party before we leave in San Diego. You're going to get to meet some travel buddies. And for those folks on the dirt, you're going to have some friends with you. And for those folks on the pavement, you're going to find some folks who want to travel with you and at your pace. And again, what we're doing here is being where we are, fewer miles, more smiles, getting into camp. We're going to have the pre-selected campsites, getting into camp during the daytime, putting up your tent, popping open a cold one, sharing with your neighbors. Maybe you're going to cook a little meal together. You're going to play a little free-form bocce ball on the beach or go for a swim. But it's really a much more relaxed pace than some of these other rallies that need to be the biggest and the baddest and cover the most miles. We're going to cover the best miles with the most smiles. I guarantee it. slowbaja.com/adventures for more information. It's the Slow Baja Rally, February 23rd through March 3rd, 2024. Well, hello. Thanks for tuning into the Slow Baja today. My heaping dose of gratitude goes out to Sam Hurley. That name may sound familiar to a few of you. Sam filmed the fabulous Experience Slow Baja, which you can watch on YouTube. The film of the Nora Mexican 1000 and my experience in it with supporting roles by Big Rolly, as they say, and a bunch of other fun folk who made that adventure a major league one last year. Sam made the great film Experience Slow Baja on Turtle Wax, and he became the subject of a Slow Baja conversation. Baja beginners get a heaping dose of adventure on the Nora Mexican 1000. So, Sam, thanks for stepping in and taking over the podcast producing duties. And without further ado, let me tell you about today's show. It's just a shorty. Evan Christensen is a terrific photographer, journalist, bike packer. I ran into him on the trail in 2021. It's a great story, a love affair, 1,700 miles of dirt, getting to know a new girlfriend. And we had a few shots of Fortaleza. We had a few laughs. And I was just thrilled to run into him on my February trip. He had about 10 minutes, and I broke out the microphone. We had a quick chat. He was able to tell me about the work he's been doing for BikePacking.com magazine. And without further ado, Evan Christensen on Slow Baja.
Did you catch any of that?
No.
Oh, well, that was pretty good for first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it's early.
I'm ready.
Evan Christensen. Pugnaciously pedaling his way down the Baja Peninsula. Tell me about the last time we ran into you and I poured you some tequila shots. That's the only impersonations I'm doing this morning.
But who are you impersonating there?
Yeah, well, if you're young enough, you don't know Howard Cosell, the legendary sports broadcaster of the 70s.
No idea what that was.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good, bud. Good to see you again.
So nice to run into you on the trail again.
Yeah, it's been interesting. We ran into each other 2 years ago in the backcountry, and we had some tequila shots on the bumper of the truck. I have a photo
we can
flash if you want. Yeah.
As you do, because, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, and I don't actually carry much tequila on the bike.
It's surprising.
Yeah. Some people do. Actually, I met this one guy, and he had a tequila bag that exploded, and then it went into his little alcohol burner, and he shot the tequila out of the alcohol burner.
Look up. Important words when you're on a bicycle. Hey, so talk to me about what you're doing on this trip.
So I'm covering the Baja Divide for a magazine called bikepacking.com. This sport here is called bikepacking, and there's a super popular route called the Baja Divide, I'm sure.
Which is where I met you last time.
Which is where we met. Yeah, I did the route 2 years ago, and just about everybody does it north to south.
Okay.
Because of the wind, and because that's the way the book was written, and I just think people like funneling down the peninsula.
Because it starts in San Diego.
And it also starts in San Diego, yeah. But
exactly.
So I took the bus down to the end of the peninsula, and then I'm riding it backwards to then meet the people along the route, and then I'm photographing them, and then I'll ride with them a little bit. I've done a couple times turning around and riding with them for a section, or camping with them if I can, getting some interviews, and I'm writing some stories about, like, who were the people doing the Baja Divide, why do they come down here, like, what is their experience? So
we met when you were on the Baja Divide in 2021, and I was on the Baja XL in 2021. Mm-hmm. But in 2019, I met a guy at the Melling Ranch who was riding the Baja Divide, and I thought, I've never even heard of this thing.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was, I think it was in beta form in those days. But what can you tell people about, you know, bikepacking is a thing. It's a serious thing. Mm-hmm. And what can you tell people about this ride specifically, that you're back doing it backwards, talking to people about it?
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to blow this thing up.
Yeah. No, actually, I think this route has already been blown up. You know, we're going to get like something like 400 riders doing it this winter.
Wow.
So it's definitely a thing now. So it started in about 2016 was the first year it was released. And then 2017, they had like the big grand apart. I think 30 people did it together that year. And every year it's just slowly got more and more popular. And I think it's due to the fact that it's this huge grand epic adventure that starts right out of like our back door, you know, being us, you know, from the States. So, you know, you take a quick flight to San Diego, and then just within 2 weeks, you're having the craziest adventure of your life. I mean, you're in these small backcountry towns and in these little fishing villages. And, you know, now they're starting to kind of, you know, understand what's going on. And it's been interesting seeing it 2 years later, because already, like, I can see changes on the route. Some of these ranches have put up signs like, hey, come in and get some food or get some water. You can camp here. And they're making a little bit of a business out of it, too. But still, it's like, this is a pretty wild adventure. You know, you're doing 5 days, no resupply. You have to carry all your food and water on the bike. My bike will push 100 pounds sometimes. Like,
it's the water. It's the water.
It's mostly
the
water, yeah. You know, you got to carry a lot of water. But so, and what's been nice about this year is there's a lot of surface water. So I definitely think, like, if there's a year to be doing the Divide, it's this year. A lot of surface water. It's been pretty cool.
Cold. And then, it's been pretty cold, frankly.
Yeah, it's been pretty cold, yeah.
Oh, you're coming from the south. We've been coming from the north. It's been frigid.
Yeah, I think everybody I've met's been, like, decked by a bunch of rain. They got pretty swamped, so.
Explain what surface water importance is to you, because you have a filter, right?
Yeah, I carry a filter, and then so I'll filter it, and then I don't have to carry as much, you know, instead of carrying 4 gallons, I'll carry two and then filter some along the way. And
bikepackers will actually take water out of it.
I'm aware. I drink some disgusting water. Yeah. I met this guy recently, he was like,
hang on, we're going to let this truck go by.
I hate these things.
They're everywhere. Hey, so you were saying, about filtering water out of mud puddles here, folks.
Yeah. No, I met this guy.
That is slow Baja AF.
He'll just use a coffee filter. He's like, I just get the scum off of it and drink it, you know? He's like, I'm tough.
No, so like, back in the old days, you know, back in the old days when people were doing this by mules, they would basically put, filter it through their felt cowboy hat.
Yeah.
That's where the water came.
Dude, that's kind of gross. It'd be sweaty.
Sweaty, salty, yeah.
Some salt water.
But you get one filtration in it anyways.
Rush hour going on right
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Evan, we're going to wrap up because you've got to get down the road and we're going to hop in here.
I got to roll, yeah.
Tell me how you're like a Baja veteran now. You've done this
before. I'm getting
before.
There, yeah. It was interesting. And then I just came from mainland. I was in mainland for a couple months before this, too.
Where were you?
I went down to Oaxaca, to Chiapas, and to Yucatan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice warm spots for the winter.
Yeah, for sure. Shockingly different places. It's like... It's definitely given like Baja some context for me. Like this is kind of an outlier in Mexico.
Yeah. You know? No, I always say it's desolation on our doorstep. And when you ride the Baja Divide, you see an awful lot of desolation.
Yeah,
beautiful,
for sure.
Beautiful
desolation.
Yeah,
you spend a lot of time in the middle of nowhere by yourself.
Yeah.
And pedaling through your thoughts.
Pedaling through your thoughts.
Yeah.
Pedaling through your thoughts. We're going to maybe leave it right there, folks. I think that's about all we need to say. Nice to run into you again.
Hey, good to see you.
And,
can I get another sticker?
Yeah, you can get another sticker. You can get another shot. All right. Evan Christensen, where are we going to find this this write-up? Where are we going to find your work?
It's going to be on bikepacking.com, bikepacking.com.
All right. And is there Instagram as well?
And then, yeah, they're on Instagram, bikepacking.com, and I'm Evan Christensen.
Evan Christensen. Yeah. All right. And I have to say, every time I'm driving around some remote road with my Benchmark map, and I think, wow, this road is beautiful. This is a perfect slow Baja road. I'll look at the map and it's got that little green dot on
it.
Yeah,
it's
the Baja Divide.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, yeah, they did an amazing job putting this thing together.
Yeah, they really did.
I got to give them a lot of credit.
They really did. All right, we'll get you some stickers. You can get down the road. We can get back to work. Cheers. Well, I hope you enjoyed that brief conversation with Evan Christensen. Check his work out, Evan Christensen. That's with an O, evanchristensen.com. Or at bikepacking.com, bikepacking.com. And if you like the work that I'm doing here, please take a minute, head over to slowbaja.com, hit the donate button, drop a taco in the tank, please, por favor. That's what keeps the show on the road. It really does, and I really do appreciate you doing that. So please, drop a taco in the tank. And if you like the show and you like listening to it, and maybe you don't have any tacos in your pocket right now, well, please drop a 5-star review on Apple iTunes or on Spotify, however you're listening to the show. You can do that for free, and that also helps. So I'd appreciate if you did that. Keep an eye on the Slow Baja store. There's a big hat replen coming. So we've got a bunch of baseball hats, all the styles. They're all being replenished. They're on their way in production. So keep an eye on the store. We've got a couple of new styles coming in that I hope you'll like, you LA Dodgers fans. I'm doing something special for you, but we won't have very many of them. So you better jump on them quick as soon as you see them. Okay, well, I will be back with a new show next week. And to paraphrase almost Hall of Famer nominee, Hall of Fame nominee, Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame nominee, Mary McGee, to paraphrase her pal Steve McQueen, Baja's life. Anything that happens before or after is just waiting. Here at Slow Baja, we can't wait to drive our old Land Cruiser south of the border. And when we go, we'll be going with Baja Bound Insurance. Their website's fast and easy to use. Check them out at BajaBound.com. That's BajaBound.com, serving Mexico travelers since 1994. Big thanks to my new sponsor, Nomad Wheels. They stepped up and sponsored the Slow Baja Safari class at the Nora Mexican 1000. And I don't know if you've seen the pictures, but Slow Baja is running a set of 501 convoys in utility gray, and they look pretty damn sharp. They were a little shiny. I will admit that. They were a little shiny when I got them installed at Basil's garage just before the Nora Mexican 1000. But after, I don't know, 3,800 miles of Baja dirt, they look perfect. They really do. NomadWheels.com. That's right. Check them out. Reflecting a minimalist approach to off-road travel. NomadWheels.com. You know, I'm a minimalist when it comes to Baja travel, but the one thing I don't leave home without is a good old paper map. My favorite is the beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Baja Road and Recreation Atlas by Benchmark Maps. It's an oversized 72-page book. It's jammed with details. It brings the peninsula's rugged terrain into clear focus. Get yours at benchmarkmaps.com. In fact, get two. One for your trip planning at home and one for your Baja rig. And while you're at benchmarkmaps.com, you got to check out all their other atlases. I think they're up to 17 now, including British Columbia. They've got folding maps. They've got digital maps. They've got giant wall maps. My favorite, and I've got it up on my wall right here at Slow Baja HQ, is the 30-inch by 46-inch Baja wall map. It's so great to just look at one thing, see the entire peninsula there. I love it. Benchmarkmaps.com, Slow Baja approved. Huge news, folks. Huge news out of Ensenada this week. Cerveceria Transpeninsular has added Slow Baja to the summer tap list. I can't believe it. That's right. You can walk right in to Cerveceria Transpeninsular and order yourself a cold and frosty Slow Baja on tap. And that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I'm heading to Baja this weekend to pre-run for the Slow Baja Vintage Expedition. I'm going to stop right there in Playitas de Ensenada, right next to the Hotel Corral and Marina. And I'm going to walk right in and I'm going to say, hey, bartender, I want a Slow Baja Cerveza. And he's going to pour me one. And Colin, the good-hearted owner of Cerveceria Transpeninsular, said he's going to drop a couple pesos in the tank for every cerveza he sells this summer. So you buy yourself a cold, frosty Slow Baja beer. That helps Slow Baja stay on the road, bringing you these great podcasts. It's win-win. All right, I'll see you down there. Cerveceria Transpeninsular, limited time only this summer. Get yourself a Slow Baja on tap.